I think the biggest thing is for us, I mean, and Coach talked to us about this, is doing everything that we can to get our bodies right. Just because long season, where we're at this point in the year, we need to make sure that we do all the accelerated recovery techniques that we can use so that we feel great on Sunday. And I know that's where I need to focus.
Have you gotten a whole lot of text messages or things like that from people who knew you in Buffalo this week?
Yeah, because I still have a lot of friends back there. You know, a lot of friends that are Bills fans that are saying, "Hey, congratulations! You know, it's good. It's good for both organizations. You know, that it's good for the NFL to have two teams that haven't been in the playoffs in a long time have an opportunity to play."
How much would it cut you this week if the result isn't what you want?
Not because of the opponent, just because, I mean, this is our first playoff game in a long time. Man, we want to win. You know, we want to win.
Paul, have you noticed anything different about the week? Do you feel different? Is anything heightened? Is your preparation more?
Just talking to Gene, the only thing I need to make sure, I mean, personally, and you know, Coach talking to us, making sure we do everything we can to get our bodies right, just because the amount of time that where we're at in the season, you know, a long season, come back from an away game, do everything we can to get right so on Sunday we feel fresh.
How much does Doug's personality help keep things on an even keel in the locker room? I mean, in a week like this, where there's a lot more tension.
You guys know how he is. He's very, very balanced. And, well, you know, what our coaches have told us in meetings and everything in this building, everything's the same. You know, this is a regular work week of preparation for us. We just know that we have to give our maximum effort, be completely focused, because this is the only opportunity that we have, that we have to take advantage of it.
Hey, Paul, they run a lot of two back, a lot of two out tight end. Are both teams going to be trying to do the same thing on offense this week?
I mean, they look very similar to us in a stance that they have two really good running backs, really, and big physical offensive line. They like to run the football. They like to run the football and play action pass game. So in that sense, yes, two teams that are run dominant.
Well, you mentioned the franchises. You know, you obviously know both, and you said it's a good thing for both. How crazy do you think this place will be Sunday, given that, I mean, that these fans have waited so long just to see this?
I mean, they deserve it. You know, we haven't had a playoff game for here in forever. Haven't had a winning season in a really, really long time. So, I mean, these fans deserve it. Just the fact that they talked about how fast tickets sold out for the game. We know it's going to be a packed environment. It's going to be exciting for all of us, for the fans, the players. I mean, I know that we're excited to be a part of this.
When you were in Buffalo, could you feel it in Buffalo, the pressure of trying to win there and get back to the playoffs for that franchise?
That was always, looking back on it, I mean, that was always our goal. And I know we were close at times. I think we were 7-9. If you won a couple games late, we would have had an opportunity. But I guess I don't think it was talked about. I guess, you know, my memory is, concerning that. But you wanted to win, but I don't think you didn't have that in the back of your mind, well, that we haven't been in the playoffs. No, you wanted to win and do the best you could. You know what I mean?
Is there anything that you guys can take from facing Russell Wilson and Mariota a couple times this year that you can kind of apply to Tyrod Taylor at all?
I mean, anytime you play quarterbacks like that that have the ability to run the ball, you know, a lot of from a how we attack that, you know, or how we defend that, it'll be very similar. Or there is carryover from elite running quarterbacks like that and the types of runs that they do use. So because we've played guys like that, I mean, we should be locked in. Now, I mean, he's doing an unbelievable job. I think he's their second leading rusher. So he's obviously doing a great job for us. That'll be a big challenge for us to be able to play well against him.
Now, what makes it so tough to tackle McCoy in space?
He's so shifty and elusive, you know, and obviously he's got great short area quickness. That's the biggest thing with him. It seems like guys should have him wrapped up, but he's so quick, so elusive that he breaks tackles and then accelerates out of it.